Last quarter of Carlton's intra-club match for 2015. The next match they'll play, NAB Challenge 1 against the West Coast Eagles next Friday night in Perth. Shane McGuinness alongside Cam Giles. Cam, the blue team only scored three behinds in that second quarter. That's Juddy's team. That's Daisy's team. They'd be wanting to lift in this last quarter, wouldn't they?
They would want to lift. The leadership needs to start coming up with Juddy and Daisy, obviously. So hopefully they lift the team and they get a couple more scores on the board.
Well, speak of the devil, the leadership of Juddy came to the fore right at the start of the quarter. He gets the first possession of the turn, but they're going to turn it over as Christian Jack's little handball off for the white team. Managed to get it to a teammate in the Irishman, Kieran Sheehan. Up to go defensively. Rowe. Short little pass forward inside defensive 50 to Bokehorst. We saw glimpses of his best a little bit earlier this afternoon. Their top pick in last year's draft, the Blues, is here's Nick Graham, another player with plenty of pace. There are plenty of utilities in this Carlton midfield, Cam, and plenty of options too come game day.
That's right.
As Simon White had it, was stripped of it, had a little bit of support, comes to Carrazzo through the middle of the ground. Nice looking drop, punt up toward half forward. Sam Rowe may have been impeded. We'll get the free kick. Centre half back for the white team. Kerno. Jesus, looked fine this afternoon. Broke his leg last year, came back, went straight back into the side as if nothing had ever happened. As he lays it off here to Kieran Sheehan. Nice kick. No mark over to be taken by Kerno, who had made his way forward. And a boundary throw in across half forward for the white team. Great crowd in here at Icon Park this afternoon, making the most of the opportunity to see the Blues for the NAB Challenge and the season proper. I'm sure many of the fans here too getting down to the Carlton shop, where you can get all the authentic Nike on-field gear, the exclusive products too, where you can't get anywhere else. So the Carlton shop, open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Saturday's 9 to 2. Cam mentioned before he's a fan of the beanie. You can get that in the club shop as well. Maybe a little bit warm for the beanie this afternoon as Cam Wood just got boot to ball. Gains about 40 metres but sees it over the boundary line. And another boundary throw in. So about 35 metres around from goal for the white team at the moment. And they can almost put this game in the bank if they can get an early goal. Judd slipped over. Kerno beat him to it. Handball to Graham. Wasn't ready for it. Stripped of it by Carrazzo. Handball inboard this time. Here's Dale Thomas. He's lifted in the second half to Everett. Everett runs off centre half back. Kicks toward the outer side of the ground. Foot race on here. Getting to it first was young Tom Fields. He was able to ride the boundary line. Launches a kick. Went the full 50 metres. No one able to take the mark though. The white team will come up with it. They'll try and work it off half back. Clem Smith. He was quick to get rid of it. Would have liked to have seen him do a little bit of his running dash, Cam. We know he's got it. Probably a good opportunity to show it off this afternoon. As the ball bobbles around on the wing, free kick's been found. It's going to go the way of the blue team. And coming up with it will be Blaine Johnson. Managed a few games last year, five to be exact. He'll be hoping for more opportunities in 2015 as the ball comes back to Dale Thomas. Another player who was certainly below par in 2014 after being recruited from Collingwood on a lucrative long-term deal. He'll be looking to really pay back the Blues faithful this season. His kickoff hands and a boundary throw in the forward pocket for the blue team. Ball comes back in. Gee, Cam Wood's been good in the ruck this afternoon. He's just been ever dominant. And it's knocked toward the boundary line, but I think there's a free kick. It's going to go the white team's way. It's going to go to to Dennis Armfield. Take us through Dennis's pre-season, Cam, because he's a player that will have the microscope on him at times during the season, the fact that he's out of contract, but he's looked good this afternoon.
Yeah, Dennis has been actually very impressive on the track. He's had one of the better pre-seasons out of the list, so obviously a bit of pressure on him to hopefully get another deal and starting to age, so he's actually showing his... Oh, what's happened here?
I think young Patrick Cripps was looking to run in for an open goal, and then Kieran Sheehan was actually knocked over behind play. So the Irishman got the free kick, gives the handball off to Armfield. Armfield kicks down the wing. It's going to bounce up for Cam Wood. Took on his man, did well, got around him. Murray from the Northern Blues gets the pick up. Wanted to feed the handball to Nick Graham. He was stripped of it. Comes out to Dylan Buckley in the end. Was prolific in the first half, a little bit quiet in the second. Carrazzo had a chance. What have you thought of Carrazzo's game this afternoon?
He's been really good. I think he's had a full game, so getting a full game into him would do him a world of good going into the NAB Challenge. So he's one of the loudest people on our list, and especially during games, he's just got so much leadership and so much knowledge. So he's been really good today.
Graham spotted the lead of Liam Jones, and then Jones just not backing himself from 55 metres out, finds a lead inside 50 of one of his Northern Blues teammates, who will now line up on a 45-degree angle, and this should put the match beyond doubt for the white team as Chris Judd comes back onto the ground. Beard or no beard for Juddy, Ken?
I reckon the beard. He's pulling it off, the big fella.
Good work. I saw him, might have been the David Jones fashion show, or Maya, one of the two, with Rebecca, and seemed to get more attention than she did, which is unusual. The great Hutto walking past. Just a good opportunity to get a look at the pre-season players. All the media out here. Good opportunity to see which players may make their mark in season 2015. Of course, they begin their NAB Challenge next week against the West Coast Eagles. Matches to come too against Collingwood and Geelong. That match against Geelong actually at Etihad Stadium. So if you were after a Melbourne-based match, that could be the one for you to see your team. Andreas Everett with a free kick. Cross half back. Goes short. Patrick Cripps liked his game very much this afternoon, Cam. Pick 13. Back in 2013, he was runner-up for the Northern Blues in their best and fairest last year, but three games to his name in 2014. I reckon Patrick Cripps is going to be one that could take fans by surprise this year.
Yeah, he's definitely one to watch. Obviously, coming off last year with a broken leg halfway through the year didn't help him too much more. He definitely would have played more AFL footy if it wasn't for that. So I think the Carlton faithful should really stick with him, and he's going to be a really impressive player.
We've mentioned this afternoon already with the forward line as we see Jones to Armfield, looping handball forward off the outside of his boot, having a shot was Graham, but wasn't able to convert the goal in the end. But we were talking about the competition for spots up forward, Casbolt, Jones, Watson as well. Is there a lot of competition for spots right throughout the entire team when it comes to positions?
Absolutely, yeah. Everyone's fighting for a spot, and it's good to have some healthy competition like that, because you know if you've got some really good guys missing out on a spot, you're in very good stead. So definitely with the midfield at the moment, we've got a lot of midfielders, and we also have a lot of running defenders as well. So it's going to be interesting to see who steps up and who wants to cement themselves in the 22, so see how they go.
And take me through a little bit of mixed methodology of coaching. You're a youngster, obviously. Injuries have plagued you early in your career. But being around someone like Mick Malthouse and the impact that he has not only on what is now a relatively young group, but also on the veterans like Juddy and Murph and Carrazzo, how do you see the impact of someone like Mick Malthouse, and what is one of his special features that you've picked up on?
Yeah, Mick's been awesome, especially when I had surgery back in May of last year. He was really good and just easy to talk to, just about life in general, really. So you go walk into his office, and he's a little bit scary sometimes to talk to, but once you get to know him, he's a real humble man that you can just talk to about anything. So once you're comfortable with him, he's really good to talk to.
Matthew Watson, a little soccer off the goal on the goal line, gets goal number 5 for him this afternoon, really making his presence felt. I was actually fortunate enough to work with Mick at 3AW a couple of years ago between his coaching stint at Collingwood and coming to Carlton. And I love his quirkiness, but I also love his blatant honesty. If you haven't played well, or if I said something wrong on the radio, he'd immediately pick me up. I'm guessing the same is as a coach. When you do something he doesn't like, or you've got something wrong, he'll pull you up on it.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what you need in a coach, especially for an individual like me. I think if you've got an honest coach and someone that can give you some constructive feedback, it's all you need. So he's been really good like that, and his honesty is one of his trademarks.
I reckon he's given some constructive criticism in the media during his time as well, Cam, but you can leave that one alone if you like. As for the white team, here's Murphy, long kick in toward the forward pocket. And here's Matthew Watson again. Took it on his chest, low down, just above the ground. Sixth goal he could get right here, Cam, which would just be a fantastic start to the year for him, albeit an intra-club match. The confidence that he would take out of this, particularly if he gets a chance in NAB 1 next week against the West Coast Eagles, would be huge.
Yeah, definitely. Watto's definitely a confidence player, and he's gone back and slotted that. So that's his sixth goal. So his confidence will be skyrocketing right now, and that will hold him in good stead for hopefully NAB 1 against the Eagles.
Yeah, mentioned it before, but out of contract at the end of 2015, he's a player that we've seen play both ends of the ground. But at the moment, and clearly this has been a tactic from Mick Malthouse and the coaching staff to use him up forward in this intra-club match, he's making a name for himself, and he can say, look, I can perform up forward, so if you give me this opportunity, I want to reward you. And all signs are is that in his first NAB Challenge match, be it against the West Coast Eagles or Collingwood a couple of weeks after, he will get the opportunity up forward for the year ahead.
Definitely. It's a different case when you're playing against your teammates, so it'll be interesting to see once he comes up against a defender that he doesn't know how he plays. So it might be a Shannon Hearn or a Brown for Eagles. So hopefully if he dominates his opponent against the Eagles, it'll continue that rolling effect of confidence into the actual season, and hopefully once he's in the best 22.
Well, he's certainly bulked up, and the body size will only help him up forward, as one of the Northern Blues having a shot at goal as we speak. Actually, it was Blaine Bokhorst. My apologies. Carlton's number one pick in last year's draft gets his first goal of the afternoon. He's actually shown a little bit today through the midfield and also across half forward. Is that where he specialises?
Yeah, definitely. He's an outside running player, so if we can feed the ball out to him and he uses his leg speed and his good kicking, it's exactly where we want it. So it's good of him to get a bit of reward there with a goal.
Blaine Bokhorst with a goal on that occasion. Great crowd in here at Icon Park this afternoon. They've seen a fairly good contest, fairly even one as well, although the white team will go on and win the match. I just want to ask you, Cam, about some of the players who aren't out there this afternoon. Chris Yaron did his calf up at Mount Buller a couple of weeks back, and then we have Robbie Warnock, a hamstring injury keeping him out, but they're both expected to play in NAB 1 against the Eagles.
Yeah, Robbie had a bit of a hamstring strain, so he won't be out for too long. He's running at the moment, as is Yaz. So those two will be hopefully ready either by NAB 2 or NAB 3, and definitely in line for round 1. So Rob's had a really impressive preseason, so hopefully he gets reward for effort with a game soon. It was just a bit of annoying time for both of them to do some soft tissue injuries.
The knee injury to Andrew Walker, what's his training at the moment? Is he training with the main group or separate to them?
He's stepping up his running at the moment, so he's going really well. Obviously, getting on with age, he just needs to be managed and make sure that his body's 100% right before he gets back into playing in the AFL team. But no, he's tracking along really well, and all by the looks of things, he'll be right for round one.
Yeah, I heard Andrew McKay say the other day that he's tracking well for round one, which would be fantastic. And, of course, that's what it's got to all be about, the Easter Thursday clash against Richmond to open up the 2015 Premiership season. I have to ask you about Matthew Cruiser, because here is such a star player, but has been crucified by injury. Is it still expected to be 4 to 6 weeks? on him before he can return to training?
Yeah, so he's on crutches in a moon boot at the moment. So I think surgery's been ruled out, so it'll just be 4 to 6 weeks of him just getting it right. It's just it's a small setback. It's not a big thing, so it's nothing to stress about at the moment. But I've spent a lot of time with Matthew last year, obviously, with both having foot injuries. So we've grown pretty close, and he'll be right. He'll bounce back. That's the type of person he is, so he'll be fine.
Probably the story out of this afternoon's intra-club match from an injury point of view was a corky to Troy Menzel, forcing him off the ground in the second quarter. No doubt an injury update will be posted on the Carlton website, so when the latest news is known about that, presume it's nothing too serious. Obviously, as a precaution, coaches wouldn't put him back out for an intra-club match, but fingers crossed everything good with Troy Menzel, because from all reports, Cam, he has had an outstanding pre-season, had an outstanding 2014 with 19 games under his belt as well.
His talent's just bursting, so he's also a very good leader for his age. He's coming into his third season in AFL, so yeah, he can write his own chapter at the moment. He's flying around, so obviously a bit annoying to get a bit of a corky, but that'll just keep him out for hopefully 5 to 7 days, so he'll be fine.
One of the standouts this afternoon, Patrick Cripps, with a thumping kick inside 50 for the blue team, trying to get it off hands and run into it with Jason Tutt. Haven't minded his game this afternoon either, the former Western Bulldog. Good signs from him, and again, we've got to, I guess, remember that you're playing against teammates, so maybe it wouldn't usually be as physical, but certainly the tackling has been hard, the play has been hard, and some of these players who you may not expect to get a lot of the ball have, like a Jason Tutt in his first hit out with the Carlton Footy Club.
Yeah, Tutty's gone really well as of the draftees as well, so obviously you don't want to be injuring your teammates so close to round one and so close to the NAB Challenge, but the physicalness and the tackling's been a standout today.
Been a good day for a number of the Northern Blues boys, getting an experience playing along their senior counterparts. Andreas Everett with a little handball. Here's Dale Thomas. Launches on the right boot. No one able to take the mark. Off the bounce. Matthew Dick, a handball to Kerno. Outside 50. Ooh, just falling awkwardly for the Blues on that occasion was Blaine Bokhorst. Just landed hard, trainers straight out to him, and just getting up very gingerly and very slowly as well. Bradley Walsh was also in that incident. If there was any doubt about physicality this afternoon, Cam, it went out the window right there.
Yeah, that's right. It was a good contest.
So it looks like off the ball there was a goal for the blue team, so that'll just peg one back, but the white team well and truly in complete control this afternoon as Dennis Armfield comes back onto the ground for a run. Who's been the standout for you this afternoon, Cam? Just not necessarily one of the youngsters, but a player that has just come out and gone, hey, I'm ready, let's play footy.
I think Patrick Cripps has definitely been the standout with his ball use and his body work around stoppages. He's known as the extractor, as he likes to call himself. So Diesel Williams, like he always refers to me as. He's been very good. As has Andreas Everett's been another standout. And I think Zach Tui's been pretty good as well.
Yeah, I've liked Zach Tui this afternoon. He's certainly had plenty of the ball. I mean, Clem Smith probably hasn't had a lot of it as much as he would have liked, but when he has had it, he's shown the glimpses of what he can do and how well he can play. As Paul Patrick Cripps, he's just been pinged for deliberate for handballing it over the line. Pretty harsh in an intra-club match, I would have thought. As Kerno, he too with plenty of possessions this afternoon. He's about to come off the ground to be replaced as Blaine Bokhorst comes back on. Rowe, been a little bit quiet today. He's Gowers. Liked his match. Spears it along the wing. Trying to corral the ball. A couple of the Northern Blues players out there. No one able to quite get the pick up. Thomas tried to get out of trouble. Andreas Everett in there too. Gee, it's a hot footy at the moment. Neither team really giving an inch. In the end, it comes back to Everett, still on the wing. Little kick in board. As the Northern Blues player, Strahan, able to kick forward. No one able to take the resulting mark. Matthew Dick fighting for it. Armfield dives on top of it. But that's the end of the match. Carlton's intra-club match for 2015. The white team with a fairly comprehensive win, 97-44 in the end. I tell you what, Cam, I was impressed by what I saw this afternoon. Two teams from the same team giving it their all, looking to impress the coaching staff, looking to impress Mick Malthouse ahead of the NAB Challenge and ahead of round one. Plenty of good young talent out there. We talked about Billy Gowers, Blaine Bokehorst, Patrick Cripps, who has played just three games for the Carlton Football Club. And I think those promising signs for the youngsters will give Mick Malthouse a number of options throughout the NAB Challenge, and we could see a few of the young guns getting their chance during the NAB Challenge and possibly even popping up during the Premiership season.
Absolutely. It's exactly what they needed today. Had to have a good hit out in four quarters of footy. So, yeah, the likes of Billy Gowers and Blaine Bokehorst really impressed and really put their case forward. So it was great for them to even get a run alongside Juddy and just to learn about their teammates more, so once they do run out with them, they know how each other play.
Cam, great working with you this afternoon, and thank you for your company as well. And for all the latest Carlton footy information, stay right here on CarltonFC.com.au.